one day we could go anywhere. We could go to a restaurant, we could go to stores to shop, and the next day we couldn't go anywhere. I mean, it was really that fast. And I think that it took the greatest toll on Michael because he had the greatest responsibility and the greatest requirement to deliver. So when a show was over, the older boys would go off and play softball games and all kinds of fun. Michael never had that sense of freedom to go and do and run and jump unless it was on some private property someplace. And you have to remember, when you're 9 years old or 10 years old, that's like very early to lose all sense of freedom.
Even then, he was an introvert. I remember coming off stage one day, and I came through this room that we had to go through to get to our dressing room, and it was kind of dark, you know. And Michael was just sitting on a bench over in the corner in the dark, just to him, you know. I said, "Michael." I said, why are you just, you know, what's the matter? He said, "Oh, nothing." You know, he's always kind of been like that.
Barely in his teens, Michael Jackson's childhood was well and truly over. He released his first solo single, "Got to Be There."
He was able to convey emotion with his voice very, very well, even as a child. I think that might have been the most impressive thing about him as a child, was that he was singing love songs that clearly he hadn't written and clearly weren't about him, but you could almost feel what he was saying.
He knows where the heart of the song lies. He knows what that person is feeling. He knows when he's saying something. He's just an excellent, excellent interpreter of a lyric, of what he's thinking, of a way of saying something. So.
In 1972, Michael recorded the title song for the feature film Ben, about a pack of rats. It gave him his first solo chart topper and once again proved his ability to pluck heartstrings, even when singing about the most unexpected objects of desire.
That's one of my favorite songs that Michael did, Ben. You know? I mean, he put his heart and soul in that, because you know how he feels about animals, even though it was a rat. I mean, come on, you know. So it doesn't have to be that you have gone through all of those things to pull from the innermost feelings that you may have inside of you.
The ability to convey emotion with your voice is what separates, the way I see it, good singers from great singers, is that ability to make you just feel what they are singing. And that's what Michael was so good at.
Lawyers called me one day and told me, tell the other boys that they better start saving their money because Michael was going on his own.
And gets the thrill of his life.
You're looking at an album that will stand in perpetuity as the greatest selling album of all time.